General McChrystal out the door. Can he keep his four stars?
War is bigger than any one man or woman, whether a private, a general, or a president. And as difficult as it is to lose General McChrystal, I believe that it is the right decision for our national security.
Obama pulls the trigger on Stanley McChrystal and maybe sets a trap for General Petraeus. The famous counterinsurgency quagmire buster himself is back in charge of the deteriorating situation in Afghanistan. Morale booster for the White House or for the soldiers on the front line? Same old boss. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Beginning with the Who, there, our rock and roll director, Jay Cowett, of course. It's Thursday, June 24th. Good morning, everyone.
And it's going to remain at the top of the news for quite some time. Took less than 48 hours from the time that President Obama read the Rolling Stone story for him to remove General Stanley McChrystal and replace him with General Petraeus. Petraeus takes over at a critical time. June is now the deadliest month of the war, with at least 80 NATO soldiers killed. Michael Semple, a former European diplomat to Kabul, tells the BBC this morning there will be a ripple effect on the battlefield.
In the short term, there's bound to be a wobble because the Taliban are going to try and use their propaganda machine and, you know, pass on their messages to all their fighters that we're winning and, yeah, the Americans are running scared.
Earlier, we spoke to David Kilcullen. He was an advisor to both General David Petraeus in Iraq and General Stanley McChrystal in Afghanistan. He told us Petraeus has to zero in on Kabul first.
Most importantly is the issue of corruption and abuse on the part of the Afghan government. And if we don't deal with that, no amount of military changing the deck chairs is going to fix the problem.
General Petraeus has yet to be confirmed by the Senate.
Joining us now is Michael Scotti, who we're going to learn a lot more about in a moment. But he's a former Marine First Lieutenant and knows a bit about military life, that's for sure. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Let's just say that the takeaway from yesterday's news at the White House is griping about your commanders is pretty normal in the military, unless you're a four-star general. Is that the takeaway here?
You know, I would say that it's okay if you're a four-star general to gripe, as long as it's only to four-star generals behind closed doors.
Good advice. Mike Scotti, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
A Pakistani court has convicted five Americans on terror charges and sentenced each to at least 10 years in prison. The five young Muslim students from the Washington, D.C. area were arrested in December. BP says it's capturing oil again from the massive Gulf spill. The containment cap had to be removed for more than 10 hours yesterday after a deep-sea robot bumped into it. And the FAA has authorized the use of unmanned drone aircraft along the U.S.-Mexican border.
Political cliffhanger, a bill extending jobless benefits has stalled once again in the Senate after Republicans and Democrats couldn't reach a compromise. That means about 200,000 unemployed people a week will lose their benefits. And people are lining up at Apple stores around the country this morning to get their hands on the latest iPhone. That 4G iPhone is now for sale. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down this morning. Futures are down on Wall Street this morning. The Dow will get underway at 10,298. The S&P opens at 1,092, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,254. We're going to get a look inside at what really happens in the ERs and ORs of some of the nation's best hospitals when we speak to the makers of ABC's new series. It's a documentary series called Boston Med. We're really flies on the wall in some very, very dramatic medical dramas that are absolutely real.
Totally engaging and consuming. But let's go back to talking about Afghanistan. Everyone trash talks their boss. I mean, everybody does. Everyone gripes about their work situation.
No, I never do. Never.
Certainly
never.
Not.
No, it's totally out of character.
It is pretty common for everybody else in the world besides John Hockenberry. But how common is it in the military, and how acceptable is it for four-star generals? Clearly yesterday tells us not acceptable if it appears in Rolling Stone magazine. But where's the drawing line? We'll get an insider's perspective from two former soldiers.